eat it, and then I'm going to spit it in your face because I'm checking the sounds, and you're pissing me off. Don Wrinkles here.
Hello.
Don, how you
Hello.
Doing?
Hello. This is Barry Wrinkle, Don's brother.
Half-brother.
Twice removed, whatever. Hey, Don, pass me one of them pureed prune fruit drinks.
The pre-moistened cigars.
And one of them delicious
Jerry's.
Pre-moistened cigars.
Check out the arthritis on my right hand.
Sound check out this terrible wart on my ass.
Oh, God, I would get that laser removed.
It's gigantic, isn't it? I could just sit on it like it's... I've changed characters.
You could check it out from the space station.
This is that boss character. Hey, would you take a look at this wart on my ass for me here, Eric? You want to keep working here? You're going to check out this fucking terrible wart on my giant ass.
I'm
going
to get paid overtime.
Not that wart, the one next to it.
Oh, yes, sir.
No, the one below that one.
I got yelled at the last time,
no, to
sir.
To the left.
Oh.
The other wart. God damn it, Eric, do I got to come back to point out which particular wart I want you to pick at? And
your ass is so big and hairy, it's hard to pick through the sections.
It's the big one. It's the one the size of a pancake.
Are we still checking?
We're just checking this out over here. Hey, yeah, yeah, check this out.
Welcome to In Poor Taste, episode number 25.
I don't know what that was right before it. Or...
This sound is Sean. Beep, 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 beep.
This sound is a cow. Moo.
What sound is Eric?
Ay, ay, ay.
All right. That's how you know you've...
I'm in one of those moods today.
That's how you know you've peeled open the packaging on another fresh pod.
Mm-hmm.
Just
that hot cucumber smell.
When you hear that,
you right in the face.
When you hear that sucking sound, that.
Oh.
That's how you know it's fresh.
Mm-hmm. The fresh maker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that go out on the sound effects record?
Mm-hmm. Cue that one up at marker 58 there, J Pro.
Yeah. J Pro? Okay. Oh, he's asleep.
Okay.
Wake up.
Just let him sleep.
All right.
He can produce in his dreams.
That's true. You know, it's tough for J-Pro in the waking hours because his life is a living nightmare because every time he looks at his one hand, there's two thumbs. And then when he looks at his other hand, there are no thumbs. That's what we discovered about J-Pro last episode.
That's why
we
kept getting two thumbs up. I never thought
just with
we
one
always
hand,
deserve two thumbs up.
Right, but he's got...
Or two thumbs down.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize.
Yeah, he can't turn it down. There's no halfway with J-Pro.
No.
It's all or none.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to really commit. That's the one thing about
J-Pro.
He commits.
He does.
Like all the way or go home.
Yeah.
And he doesn't go home ever.
And never.
He never goes home.
In fact, I've seen missing posters around the neighborhood.
Even if you ask him politely to leave, he just won't go.
No.
So.
He's like a snake. He just kind of does whatever he wants.
Just wanders the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, looking for rodents to eat.
Okay, good. I think I caught it right when we would have been.
Yeah, we're good now. Seen. I think we're safe.
A
little Kunder in the background there, folks. And you're going to have to get used to that because that's just the nature of the studio right next to a road.
Welcome to the Munderdome.
The crowd goes...
Hey. No.
Crowd goes wild.
Mild sauce.
Crowd goes mild sauce.
I'm going to go see that.
Mild sauce?
No.
Oh.
The new
Mad Max?
Mad Max. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that as well.
Me too.
We should go see that soon.
We should
just go see that now and then cut this episode and then come back and
complete
the episode.
No, can we take the pod in the theater with us?
Yeah. Somehow we'll have to edit out all the sounds of the movie in the background so we don't get sued.
Oh, yeah.
But we can do it.
And there might be the...
J-Pro, were you up to that? Two thumbs down. No, he doesn't like it.
He's going back to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go see that movie, regardless if it's good or not. Because that was a staple of my childhood.
I heard there are a lot of strong female characters in it, and I'm proud of them for doing that finally. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need the damsel in distress bullshit anymore. It's kind of played out.
Yeah, played out bullshit. You know? Like happy endings. Done. Over.
Yeah, happy endings. Save the happy endings for the massage parlor, folks. Please. Yeah.
This is going to be a shit show, and people are going to get fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Grow up with your movie writing. Would you please become adults and realize that we all get old and die and then rot? Life. And worms eat us and shit us out and we become worm shit?
No matter how many times Forrest Gump says it, life isn't a box of chocolates.
No, not even close.
So
it's more like a box of shit.
Mm-hmm. With an death axe to your forehead.
It's a box that looks like a box of chocolates, and there are what look like perfect chocolates in there, but they're all either made of or filled with shit, and there's only one that's real, and you just gotta bite into each one over and over again, one at a time.
Oh.
Do you like that metaphor?
Mm-hmm, I do. I was thinking about this the other day to myself. I say death axe a lot. And
death axe?
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, you just take a death axe to the forehead. And I'm pretty good.
I wonder if that got picked up.
I don't know.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
She was, that was our guest. Samantha, you're just going to, okay. All right.
She just ran by and said, how are you? And
That was, you know, that sometimes we have flash guests, and that's what we would call a flash guest.
She can't afford to pay them enough to actually sit down in the studio.
Indeed. Yeah.
So this is a new marketing strategy.
Mm-hmm. It's a new marketing strategy, and I know strategy is a new term as well. So it's all new here, folks.
We're innovative.
Yeah, we're innovating here, and this whole entire podcast is copyrighted. So you know, we've been sued so many times at this point, we know how to sue somebody else because we just do it in reverse.
I also checked the Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah,
and we have received the most. The world record for the most legal suits thrown our way. So we've been sued the most.
That's awesome. Now I'm going to play underneath us talking the sound effects of someone typing.
Okay.
So if you hear that, it's not me actually typing. It's just sound effects.
Well, I won't be able to hear anything because you would edit it in. So.
No, I'm editing it in later. So yeah. No one hears it.
So.
Except for the listener.
The death axe. I say this a lot. And I kind of thought about it. A death axe, is almost a death axe anyway. Because if you swing it at someone's head, an axe is going to go right through their skull. Right?
Yeah.
So no matter what, an axe is a death axe.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, you're not... I've never heard someone talk about a life axe.
No.
Although...
No,
The jaws of life, does that count as an axe? No. It's more of a chainsaw.
Yeah, it's a chainsaw.
And like a giant pair of claw thing. Wire clippers.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not an axe because there's no like swinging motion.
Is it just me that feels that wire clippers are one of the most like viscerally fulfilling tools to use? Just clipping right through something?
Except for when you get dull pair.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
As good as a nice, sharp, perfectly aligned pair of wire clippers can be, the dull ones are like equally frustrating in the opposite direction. Horrible.
Yes, they are.
But when you get a nice, just to clip through a big wire.
When you clip.
Quack! And you look down and it's just a perfect cut.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
And you barely apply any pressure.
This has been Wire Talk.
Mm.
You've been on the wire with Sean and Eric.
The wire's been clipped.
You've been listening to Clipping the Wire on WIPT Radio.
Oh,
thanks for tuning in, folks.
We had a little bit of an audience member.
Yeah, that was
a listener drove by.
No, that's like our live audience, which is all outside in their cars. It's basically like a drive-in movie theater, mm-hmm. but it's a drive-in podcast theater.
I see.
Now we've got loud people yelling in the background. Let's just let that play out. Hey, welcome to the podcast. how are you doing? I don't know what that means. Am I going to post them up?
Costa Rica.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gorgeous.
How did this happen?
Former bartender. That's really nice to know.
Yeah.
Thank you for informing us about that.
what's going on out here? Let me take a gander. I think we have listeners pulling up out front. Let me check it out.
You can't keep them away, folks. You can't keep people away from the studio. They drive up, and then they just talk loudly outside the window because they want so badly to be on the podcast.
But they can't figure out the doorknob or the doorbell.
I've got a banger that rings the doorbell, and I've got a doorbell that makes the banger bang.
Banger?
So, yeah,
that's door really old school.
Door knocker.
Uh-huh. That's what it would sound like if they could find it.
If it sounded like that, I would get a new one, because that was not loud enough. Loud enough at all. Like, is there someone here?
Is there a dolphin at the door?
Yeah. Did someone drop a pencil, or is there someone at the door?
No, it's that sex pen Pridmore gave you. Mm. He's clicking that sex pen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like all the way back to the first episode, the sound effects episode.
Read what it says on there, because it is pretty funny.
For the listener, this says, Springfield Sexual Addiction Center, from perv to pervert. I'm sorry. From perv to perfect in as little as 10 days, curbing your enthusiasm since 1998. www.coldshower.com.
Oh, that's the best part. Cold shower. Oh, man.
Thanks, Johnny P. And thanks again for being on. That was fun.
Isn't there a slash in that cold shower, too?
Yeah, there's a dash between cold and shower.
So what if you missed that dash, and cold shower is actually like some kind of like porn that they take showers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that might be
nice.
And
then your addiction starts all over again.
You tighten up the flesh that way with that cold shower, mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. I don't think that counseling center
covers that.
No, I was going to say, I don't think that they looked into like the kind of marketing, you know. Is there other websites that are like this?
Also, this pen, I mean, maybe it's because I'm a sex addict, but this pen looks a whole lot like a hard cock to me.
And he's stroking it in between his pointer finger and his thumb.
Yeah. I was until I dropped it on the table.
Because he had so much Vaseline.
I had to put it on the table because I was just going to get...
Speaking of pens...
Completely distracted.
The pen that I brought for today's show...
Mm-hmm. This is pen talk.
Yeah. It's failed on me. You can hear this? This is me in a desperate attempt...
Well, you can use this sexual addiction pen. That's perfect.
I'll be addicted then. I will. Well, throwing it at the mic. But, yeah, just... This pen just woke up.
It woke up? Mm-hmm. See, that's how it happens. It's kind of like when you like have a leg that falls asleep or something, you got to slap it. It's kind of like a pen. Yeah, they fall asleep. That's a good way to put it, Eric.
Yeah, they... You want to hear something graphic?
I always want to hear something graphic. Whether or not I'll edit it out is to be seen.
Okay, when I was in high school, one of my best friends, Tom...
masturbated in the middle of class, folks.
No, that's everyone did that. That's not anything new.
It's not a story.
No. So we were in study hall, and, you know, we're just, like, doodling and goofing around and stuff and sitting there. And he was, like, leaning back in his chair. And then must have had his leg in a certain position or something. So the thing was, is when that bell rang, that meant it was time for us to go to lunch. And everyone knows... When you go to lunch, it's a fucking free for all, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely.
It is
was
a mad dash to get to the front of the line, so you get the freshest food. You get it
immediately, and you can eat it.
Right,
in time.
You don't have to stand in line.
And you have to like shovel it in your face as fast as you can before lunch.
Right, and then you get to your table and you eat it, and then you have time to fuck around, right?
Yeah.
So
we would go hacky sack outside.
We would throw shit at teachers.
Okay, see, that wouldn't have flown at my school.
Oh, they flew.
Oh, I know. Okay.
And you want to hear the sneaky way we
got
away with it?
Well, we had higher gravity in our high school, is what I'm trying to say. Gravity was turned up to 1.5. It was for gravity training, all of us.
Okay, they fucked.
That's why I'm so short. That's why people don't understand why I'm so wide and so short.
Oh, that's great. That is funny.
But go ahead.
And I want to tell you this. I want to tell the listeners this, because this is a fucking evil genius.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple times we got caught actually throwing stuff. Like, they'd see our hands go up and then something fly across the lunchroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we adapted this one way that we'd fling these pop bottle lids, and you'd slam them down on the table, and you'd just catch the edge of them, and you'd slam your fist down on the table, and they'd fly. Like, 20, 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But then they'd hear the slamming.
Right. I was going to say, it's a good thing all of your teachers were deaf, because that's how they couldn't get you.
So then...
It's an experimental school, ladies and gentlemen.
This is just... I mean, I can't believe we came up with this. So we started using Ziploc bags that our sandwiches would come in, and you'd fill them up like halfway with air. Half air, half empty. And then you'd get the object that you'd want to fly across the lunchroom.
Okay.
I hope none of your kids are listening to this. So they get...
How many times
do I have to tell you, just don't have the kids around?
Please. I'm going to take your parents and put them in an animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
In a fucking cage, because that would be better than you raising them.
Beat them with twigs and sticks.
That would be an improvement in their lives. Okay, go ahead, Eric.
So...
I mean, you're terrible parents. Go ahead, Eric.
So you'd get the object that you'd want to fly across the lunchroom, and you'd put it in the corner of the bag.
Okay.
And you'd push the corner in, and that's why you leave it a little bit deflated. So it's like half and half, like about half air in it. And then you push the corner in, and you just silently slap the bag, and then air shoots the corner out of the bag, and the object flies all the way across the lunchroom. And then, you don't hear nothing. Uh-huh. You don't have to hit it that hard. Nothing is physically thrown.
Yeah.
It's launched.
Right.
And
that is brilliant. I can't believe you never told me this story before.
And then we'd deflate the bags. And if they would come over, and they saw it come up from our direction.
Right.
And we were the asshole table too. And they knew it. But they come over, they're like, who threw it? Like, what? We didn't throw anything.
Yeah, because you
didn't.
We're
not lying.
Yeah. They should have said, who launched something?
Yeah. Oh, that was us. We would have totally came clean.
Oh, well, we were doing a science experiment. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Exactly. We scienced that. And even if they did.
They would have just had to have been impressed.
Yeah, they can't eliminate lunch bags.
That's true. That's brilliant, Eric.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
Evil.
Genius. I'm impressed. That is some fucking science. That is some space program type shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, congratulations.
So, anyway, back to the original story. Thank you, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That lunch bell rang, and both Tom and I got up, and we just took off. And the next thing I know, I hear him on the floor screaming. And what happened was his foot had fallen asleep because he had it like sitting on the edge of the table. And he went to plant his foot to run, and there was nothing there. And he fucking fractured his ankle.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Oh, my God, that sucks. So he just rolled it or what?
It basically rolled it to a point where the bones shattered.
Jesus Christ, dude. Oh.
And the doctor said it was...
I think we just lost what little listenership we had.
The doctor said it was about like an inch away from a compound fracture.
Mm-mm. Let's stop talking about that
immediately,
because I am just horrified inside.
So I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, if your foot is asleep, do not try to run.
Yeah, get up
to
and slap your foot. Okay. Oh, wow. That's a tough one. Sorry, everyone. Sorry you had to live through that. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And that was high school with Eric Driscoli.
That was fucking horrifying injury.
Your dreams.
With Eric Driscoll.
Are my nightmares.
Yeah. Oh, my.
I've implanted a nightmare in your dream.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you ever play, speaking of high school, did you ever play Worms Armageddon?
No, I don't think so.
It was a fantastic game where you control little cartoon worms and you get to outfit them with different types of weapons. You have like a whole inventory of weapons that they all share. And on your turn, it's turn-based, and you have worms and I'd have worms, and there's a whole like, it's two-dimensional side scroll style. And there's platforms, and they're scattered throughout this little level. And then you choose a weapon, and then you try to shoot the other person's worm with it. So there's different things like bazookas, grenades, like dynamite. You can get a ninja rope and swing around and try to get across the level. And then there's things, weird-ass things like exploding sheep and banana bombs and things like that. And an old lady, I think there's like an old lady bomb.
Like... Did like cats fall out of her when it struck you?
I can't remember what happened.
Cats?
I know she walks slowly, like with like a walker, I think, and then I don't remember if she explodes or she emits some sort of foul odor.
I'm picturing cats
No cats.
Come
There's
out
no
of
cats,
her and,
I assure you.
And Werther's Originals.
Werther's Originals, yeah.
They just like fall out of her
but
hair.
But that would give you health back, I think, because Werther's Originals are fantastic.
Yeah, they are, actually.
They're delicious. I think I have some in the kitchen.
I had one, I think, last week at work.
They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been Old Lady Talk with Sean and Eric.
Old Lady Worm Caramel Treat Talk.
Yeah. I love how we've just abandoned all premise of having segments and then we just slap the word talk on the end of whatever we were just talking about that was an inane conversation.
Well, wouldn't that be a segment?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this has been segment talk.
We're on the same level.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, folks. This is after years of podcasting together.
That wasn't even written.
Mm-mm.
That was straight from our interconnected brains.
None of this has ever been written. Let's just get that straight.
We are brothers from distant mothers.
We are brothers from distant planets. So,
I'm from Urlok 5. Where are you from?
Urlok 5? Mm-hmm. Did you know that that's the name of TJ Miller on Silicon Valley? Silicon Valley? Well, I'll edit out that entire part. But Silicon Valley? Have you seen that at all?
No,
his name is Ehrlich.
Is it?
Yeah, it was just funny you said that.
I totally made that up.
Oh, no, you stole it from HBO, so we're going to have to edit
it. No, they stole it from my brain.
Oh, shit. Those fucks.
They cut my head open.
Well, then, let's call some lawyer. Not Bill, though, because he clearly is not. I don't know what the fuck, what side he's on anymore. He's suing us, and he's defending us in the same lawsuit. It's gotten really ridiculous.
You know, this sounds like a episode of a particular daytime show where they shout the name of the host over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Beetlejuice.
No, don't say that. Not educational. What am I thinking? For law purposes, we will not name that show.
Yeah, for educational purposes, we will not name that show.
Yeah, because it's not very educational.
I don't know what show Eric's talking about, listener, so me and you are on the same page right now.
I just explained it.
They shout the character's name.
They shout the host name over and over again, and ridiculous stuff happens.
I could name so many shows. And
then there's pole dancers, and...
Oh, that host. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's like every talk show in the daytime.
Every daytime.
Don't they like chant like, oh, bruh, oh, bruh? I don't know. Maybe they don't.
They kind of like freak out and pull each other's hair out.
I just assume that they just chant Oprah because she's like.
You know, there's a bitch fight every episode of.
Did you know that if Oprah was a leader of a country, she'd have the world's third largest population of citizens, of loyal subjects?
That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Because them bitches cray.
I made that up, but that might be true.
I believed you.
Yeah.
I was totally convinced on that fact.
Just her Twitter followers alone, I mean. Will be the world's third largest
population.
She does
have a huge following. I mean.
Yeah, she does. Everyone loves her. Because she just fucking, like, as she walks down the street, she, like, farts out cars. Like, they just come out and they're like, hey, you want a car?
Yeah, then you have to pay all the taxes and the interest on the car.
Yeah, well, you sell the car. And you're fucking still making money.
Well, true, but I don't know. Kind of puts a burden on
Sell
you.
Sell your shitty car and keep the nice car that you got for one tenth the price.
What are you trying to say about my car?
How much are taxes? It's like 7/100ths of the price of a car. I could handle that. If you gave me a $60,000 Mercedes Benz, I would be okay with having to pay the less than $6,000 for it that it would cost me.
Well, you're not most people.
Or turn around and sell it for that 60 grand and you made 54 grand on the deal.
No offense, but I don't picture you in a Mercedes.
Yeah, you're right. I would probably get more of like a Fiat.
Okay. I don't really like the new ones.
You want to hear an old joke that my dad told me?
Sure. I love your dad.
You know what Fiat stands for?
Not sexually, but your dad's pretty cool. What does it stand for?
Can we get past your sexual attraction to my dad? Fiat stands for fix it again, Tony.
I've heard there's some for Ford too, like
and that's been Ford jokes with Eric. And that's been
another cast.
Yeah, welcome to
there is one, but I can't think of it right now.
Well, this has been great radio. All right, well, we better get to commercial because we are in the hole.
We actually discovered that the people outside making so much noise were...
digging our hole that we're in.
Also, they were the actors that are going to be in these commercials.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, we are getting really fucking desperate.
I know. Yes, we are.
Well, folks, I apologize for the continuing decline of the quality of this program.
It's a trolley full of Swedish tourists.
All right, and here is a trolley full of Swedish tourists. Swedish tourists.
Do you have a problem with accidentally sending a text to a friend or coworker with embarrassing results? And it should have been sent to your close loved one? This has been a problem that many just can't deal with. So Jonathan Parker decided to do something about it by designing SafeSex.com. And here with me is Jonathan Parker.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Parker. I had enough of this shit. Everyone at the office saw my dick because I accidentally sent a group email when I really meant to send it to my loving girlfriend. Now everyone's seen my tiny dick. So that's why I made SafeSex.com.
At SafeSex.com, our customer service staff is always available to answer any of your sexing questions. Like, can I apply a filter on my bare ass pic? Or, nobody else will see this, right? And, if I put a little wig on my boner, does it make it look like Slash from Guns N' Boneses? We 78% guarantee that we will safely handle your sexting photos. So come sign up today at safesex.com and live a naked but hidden life, you little slut.
Don Wrinkle here. They've thrown me in the slammer. For a long time, about 40 years. And one thing I've learned, that in the shower, you can't drop the soap. And so I've come up with a new product. It's great. It's really going to revolutionize the soap industry. It's Don Wrinkle's anti-foaming bacterial soap on a rope. I'm Don Wrinkle, and everybody's got a stink hole. So watch it. Not wash it. Watch it, because when you're around here, things can get pretty scary. So, I don't ever want to drop the soap again. It was pretty scary, and I don't want my customers having to deal with that. Yeah. When you're in the slammer, nobody wants to touch your stink hole if it's covered in bacteria. So, you just gotta take my soap on a rope and swipe your ass with it a couple times. And it'll add some more bacteria and nobody will wanna, get in there. So it's gonna be a long time for old Don here. So I hope you enjoy my products and I'll see you in about 30 years. It's going to be 30 years of a cheek clenched lifestyle.
Do you check your account balance every time you wash your hands, which is several times an hour? Do you prefer your cash back in singles and Sacagawea coins that have all been individually polished? Are you in constant fear that our shadowy government overlords are stealing your money? Do you sometimes feel the need to lick the bank counter 300 times consecutively? We're okay with that. OCD Bank allows you to have total dominance over your finances and autocratic rule over your savings. OCD Bank, for the obsessively maniacal dictator in all of us. Because we're crazy, like you're crazy.
You know what's not cool, Sean?
What, bruh?
Shitting in a back alley.
Shitting in the back alley.
Yes. Yeah, actually, your words sound way better than what actually happens in the back alley.
Oh, it's more like, shitting in the back alley.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so behind the building I work at, downtown Pittsburgh.
Shitting in the back alley. Da-da-da-da-da. Gotta take a big fat dump. I'm gonna go between these two buildings. Leave behind a stinky lump.
Stinky lump. No, they don't fucking lump. These are gross nasties.
Oh, this is the wet kind. Wet works.
Dude, these people. One time I came in to the back alley where I have to go into the back entrance because I bicycle and that's a rule of the building. They're segregating me to the back.
So you just ride through human shit to get to work?
Basically.
That's disgusting.
But no, people will and
that's how people
we've
get
actually
Ebola.
Caught people doing it, and it's mainly homeless people that are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a bar down the street there, and I think it's like sometimes we catch people pissing back there too. And I think
like if the line gets like, too long,
yeah, they can't make it,
or it's one of those bars where like. It's functionally impossible to take a shit there.
Mm-hmm. And then they just go out.
Like Scarpaces. Like, there's no way you could take a shit at Scarpaces. Someone will walk in on you. And then they open that door up, and it opens the other door, and everyone in the bar can see you.
Yeah, they just look at you, and they're like, what the fuck you... Why would you ever shit at Scarpaces?
Yeah, that's true. I don't think you can lock that door, though. It's like...
I don't know if we should use the name.
Nah, it's fine.
Okay.
Nobody at Scarpaces is going to ever hear this podcast. Okay. So I assure you that.
So yeah, these people will actually shit outside of our work, out back, in between the dumpsters, and mm-hmm. there's a loading dock too. And it's funny, the one dude went out there to throw a bunch of cardboard away, and he's like prancing around in between the dumpsters, and he fucking stepped in some.
Oh no!
And he didn't realize it.
Oh god!
And then he came up back to the floor and was tracking.
Soupy shit
all across the floor. And no, then we Eric. Had to like track
Say
it.
Say it ain't so.
And we found it on his shoe. And when everyone, that's a legacy you cannot live down.
Oh my God, that is hideous.
The shit tracker. Dude, shit tracker.
Talk about a shitty day at work.
Right? I had a shitty day at work, Ma. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. No, really, it was really shitty.
It was the whole day was covered in shit, Ma.
And also, there was another person that basically looks like an M80 blew up their asshole.
Oh.
And they had the audacity to do it on the door that we go into. It might have been someone like spiting the place, or it might have been just some drunk person.
Just not even giving a...
Or wow. didn't realize, and they're just like,
I almost said that he didn't give a shit, but he clearly gave a shit.
I got a shit right now. Where's the nearest door?
Zip.
Yeah, and it was just splatter all over the door. They weren't like aiming down. They just bent over and shit on the door.
That's so bad. And is there even a hose to like hose that off?
Well, there's a janitor that has to do that.
Oh my God.
And there's another shitty day.
Right? He's got the shittiest of all days.
So that's not cool.
That is not cool, bruh.
Not cool at all.
Wow.
Stop shitting behind my place of employment. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to tiptoe around every time I come in through the back.
Yeah.
And I have to. I'm forced to because I'm segregated to the back entrance of the building because I choose to ride a bicycle.
Well, you're a two-wheeler. That's why.
And that's not cool, bro, either.
That's not cool, bro.
Okay. We got two birds with one stone.
Yeah, good job.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have anything that could compare to someone shitting on my place of work and me having to track my way through it every day.
Two shits with one push.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of shit.
Yeah, that was a stinky
every
ass
day to
valley.
Work. Every day to work.
It is. And there's a piss door, too.
I shall fear no...
Shit.
No turd.
No shit pile.
I fear no shit pile.
All right, that was a pretty good segment. I think that went well.
Yeah, good job. Not cool, bro.
That was Sean's not cool, bro. Me talking about shit.
Yeah. Well, Eric has brought us many a tale of woe and disgustingness and injury today, and we thank him for that every week. That's why it's good to have him back in the studio.
This
I missed
segment
you.
Is called the Grime Hour.
Grime Hour. Welcome to Grime Hour. I'm Grimy, and this is Slimy, and we're here with the Grime Hour.
You're going
to
be really stinky by the end of this podcast.
Get ready to stink up your whole evening, folks, because we're here on the... I don't know what that is. WIPT Radio.
Grime Hour.
The Grime Hour with Grimy and Slimy.
I like it. Maybe we should actually do a segment called Grimy and Slimy.
All right.
Next week, though. We're running out of time here.
We wrote that. We wrote that nicely. That's good. That's basically a fully formed idea, right?
I think this is going to be a B-movie, and it's going to be called Back Alley Poopers.
There's already a B-movie. There'll be B-movie, too.
Butthole movie? B-movie?
Yeah. It's Jerry Seinfeld's joint.
Oh.
B-movie. I've never seen that. I should watch that. I don't think I've seen that.
I haven't seen it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, let's review a movie we haven't seen and give it a B. Sorry.
We'll review a movie.
I'll see myself out. See you later.
Bye, guys. He left his own house. And I checked.
See you later.
I was going to raid his fridge, but
I'm leaving.
He has nothing in his refrigerator.
I'm out of here.
Just fucking leave, dude. Okay, come back. Come on back, Sean.
Oh, okay. Hey. Hi, guys. I'm back.
Wait, wrong sound effects. No, hi, guys. I'm back.
Foley work.
That was some foolish Foley work.
Mm-hmm. Fully foolish Foley work.
Foley work, yeah.
Foley.
Foley work.
Now, that's some Foley work I wouldn't fuck with.
Mm-hmm. Nobody would.
Don't touch my Foley work.
And I appreciate if you didn't.
Yeah.
I really appreciate if you didn't.
Please don't touch my Foley work.
Yeah, get your hands off my Foley work.
My portfolio, my Foley work portfolio is squeaky clean.
Your portfolio?
Mm-hmm. Folio. Folio. Folio.
Now,
folio.
Now I'm imagining like a bunch of middle-aged balding men standing around drinking beer lights. And
beer light. He's so generic. It's just beer light.
Drinking beer lights and discussing the Foley work they had done. Like, yeah, I did get a little Foley work done here in the corner. See, like, right there where they patched that over.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, looks like you did a good job with that Foley work there.
Smoke this moistened cigar.
Yeah, Don Wrinkle's pre-moistened cigars. Or what was it? It was
Jerry's pre-moistened
cigars. Oh, Jerry's,
cigar.
Yeah. That's
and
right.
You brought up that beer light, the generic brand.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of something that happened to me when I first started college. And this is pretty crazy. We lived in a section of town. And I'm not going to name the owner's name because he was too cool. But
Carlington.
Carl. Oh, we'll call him Carl Carlington.
Mm-hmm. Because that was his name. Go ahead.
Fuck.
Sorry.
My roommate and I lived in this section of town. There was a beer distributor over there that we went in there one time. And we were both... I was 18 and he was 19. So this is 7 years after. Okay, I can talk about this. The Statue of Limitation rocks. Rocks,
yeah,
rocks,
the Statute rocks. Of Limitations. I believe statute. You said Statue of Limitations.
Oh, yeah, the Statute of...
The Statue of Limitations is a statue of O.J. Simpson.
That's down at Point Park.
Too soon? Go
no.
ahead.
Okay, so anyway, I was 18, my roommate was 19, and we knew this girl that was 21, and she was just really pretty tiny and petite, and we go in there with her. The guy looks at both of me and my roommate, and is like, yeah, you're 21, and you're 21, without even, like, asking our IDs or anything. But he looks at her, and is like, oh, hey, young lady, I'm gonna need to see your ID, you look pretty young. I was just blown away. So then the next week when we wanted to have like a little get together, we're like, oh, we need to get beer. What are we going to do? So we went over to this place and the guy never ID'd us, right? So we're in like Flynn. This was the best thing that could ever happen to a college kid is just getting, you know, beer.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And
but then what happened? I feel like there's going to be a but.
But we went in there the one time we were pretty broke. And we were trying to impress ladies or something like that. And so we needed to get beer for this little shindig we were having. So we go in there and Carl, air quotes Carl, was there. And
yeah, Carl Carlington.
And he never checked our IDs. And so we go in there and we're like, hey, Carl, we're a little short on cash. And you know, we got these girls that we want to come over to our house and, you know, maybe party with them. And he's like, yeah. He was this dirty old man, and he's like, I get you. I know where you're going with it. Yeah. You know, you're gonna, and basically he meant by try to have sex with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going somewhere completely different. I thought we were going to just play Legos.
And he's like, okay, how much you got? And I was like, I think we got about like $12. That's how fucking broke we were. And we needed a 24 pack.
Okay.
Okay. So he's like, okay, I got this beer from Mexico. Right. And he says,
Cerveza Gold.
And he brought it up and set it down, and it's in a flat, and the cans are all black, and there's no like writing or anything.
Oh my God.
Except for it literally just says beer on it.
Nice.
And I basically took a step back and I'm like, I don't know if this was legal. And he was kind of a guy that had some shady practices.
Yeah.
He was selling beer to two minors.
I hadn't noticed that he was shady. Go ahead.
So we kind of looked at each other and gave a quick, like, no. Like, we were pitchers at a game, and we were like, no, we're not going to do this. We're shaking our heads, no, because we didn't want our livers to explode.
Right.
And who knows if it even, you know, how many years has it been tossed around from beer distributor to beer distributor because they can't sell it?
Yeah, right? It's 7 years
and
old.
There's no expiration date or
God knows what's
born
in it.
On date, they say.
Mm-hmm.
So we politely passed, and I think I went back home and raided my like change jar, and I got like another couple bucks, and I think we upgraded to like Big City. That's what
Big
it was.
City?
Big City Ice.
I've oh, never man. Heard of it.
And that's not getting you late. That stuff is so gross.
I can imagine so. I've never heard of it.
We're not doing ourselves a favor buying this crap
Big
beer.
Big City Ice.
But I remember it being so awesome.
I think I got a hangover just thinking about it.
Uh-huh. Yes, you definitely got a hangover from this stuff. You got to commit to drink this stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's like if you just want to drink fucking... It's either Big City Ice or this fucking mouthwash and...
Cerveza? Some kind of like cerveza that fell off of...
Cerveza?
Yeah.
Why'd you just switch to Spanish all of a sudden?
Only one word, because it's... Isn't it beer?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm saying it because it was...
I was going to say rubbing alcohol, but you went with cerveza.
I went in a different direction.
I was like, mouthwash or... And you're like, cerveza? Like,
no, that's what... In the morning, you mix a little bit of cerveza and mouthwash together.
Oh, gross. That's really gross.
Mm-hmm. That was gross.
Don't do that, folks. Don't try this at home.
But
we are professionals.
Yeah, that was the best, man. I remember buying so many party balls from Carl.
Carl Carlington.
Carl Carlington's
totally no
underage beer distributor.
Carl Carlington's underage beer dispensary.
And another crazy thing. We were there one time. I walked in, and I'm all nonchalant, like, because it had been a couple years in. I walk in, and there's a cop behind the register, and he's like, hey, can I, you know, what can I get you? I'm like, that's kind of weird, but I knew the cops were kind of friendly with him, so the cop's like, hey, what can I get you? And I say, hey, can I just talk to Carl? And he said, well, Carl's busy, what do you need? And I said, well, I just need a case of beer. He's like, all right, well, can I see your ID? And I'm like thinking, oh man, when I saw the cop, I should have just like pretended I forgot my wallet and turned around and left. And
yeah.
Then thinking, man, this whole thing is going to be blown up. We're never going to be able to buy underage beers again.
I can't imagine this story turns out any differently than what you just said.
And then my heart's racing. I'm like, doof, 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 freaking out. And I think the cop kind of noticed because he could see the fear in my eye.
Yeah, I'm
so
sure.
So I'm just slowly pretending to reach for my ID and trying to think of what I'm going to do. And then by the grace of any kind of upper power.
Thor.
We'll go with Thor.
By the grace of Thor's mighty hammer.
By Thor's mighty hammer, Carl comes running around the corner. And is like, no, he's cool, bro. He's totally cool. He comes in here all the time. And the cop just totally steps back and was like, okay, what can I get you? And I was like, a case of whatever.
Nice.
And the cop went and got me beer.
That
is
awesome.
Set it on the counter, and Carl rang me up, and I walked out with like the biggest ego boner.
Yeah, right? I could imagine. Like, this cop just served me alcohol.
Yeah, basically.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Oh my God. That was the story you should have told. Not the beer story.
Well, that was a builder upper.
Yeah, that's good. It was like a little taste test. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was Carl's underage beer distributor. Over on the Northern Hemisphere.
Hey, welcome to Carl's Underage Beer Distributor. Hey, man, it's cool. You don't need an ID.
No, you don't. You totally don't need an ID.
Do you got any friends or a younger sister you could bring over, though?
Yeah, we got even younger friends we can bring.
All right. Yeah, bring over all your youngest friends. We'll just all get drunk together. This is Shady Carl's Underage Beer Distributor.
Shady Carl's underground Underage Beer Distributor.
Yeah, where cops sell you beer. Jesus Christ. I can't believe that's a real story. That's mm-hmm. unbelievable.
Yes, that
good work.
Was one of my most epic college
I'll
stories.
I'll say. Mm-hmm. Getting a cop to sell you beer. You can't beat that.
No, you can't. It's a...
It's a sore dick.
Sore dick. You can't beat it.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that it?
All
right, folks. Well, that's about it for us today. We're going to get moving here, but look us up on iTunes. Check us out on Stitcher, In Poor Taste. Search for us there. Give us a rating and a review. That'll help us out.
Please, sir.
Please help us out with that. It's literally...
It's the non-holidays, but...
It's literally just, all we ask for at this point.
Just give us a like.
The fun driver didn't work, so no. Let's just... Can we get at least a rating and review? That'd be awesome.
Little Timmy hasn't had a like in 3 years. Please, sir.
It is the holidays, sir.
Oh, is it? I'm so anemic. I can't see.
Jesus.
Please, sir, just one like, sir.
All right, well... Please one like, one rating, one review.
Yeah, little Timmy's anemic.
And he only subsists on ratings and reviews on iTunes.
If he goes out in the sun, there's a chance he could die. So just give him a like.
All right, well, we're going to go look up what anemic means, because I don't think what Eric just described has anything to do with it.
It's the Make-A-Wish program.
But yeah, we're going to move along here. So, and you're going to move along too. And I hope you have a great day, whatever
see
you're doing.
See you in
or
the
night.
Future.
Yeah, whenever you're listening to this.
The pod future.
Or
future.
If you're taking a crap right now, I hope the crap is going swimmingly.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're not getting any
splashback.
May
you be blessed with a pretzel shape when you're done.
Yeah, nice pretzely turd there in the mm-hmm. toilet waiting for you. And I wish you just no splashback. All right, folks. Give us a call at 412-904-3201 and leave us a message and we'll play it on the podcast. And you will have podcast immortality or immorality, at least.
Be the first.
Yeah, be the first one. You could be, well, hopefully we'll have had a first one by the time this podcast airs, which is like a month from when we record it.
Well, you may be perceived as the first.
You will be the best, though. You won't be the first, but you'll be the best.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks.
And you'll also receive a complimentary back rub by me.
All right, we're going to hold Eric to that.
Oh, I want to hold it.
Okay. We're going to hold Eric to holding that.
Eric's holding it while you're holding on of holding.
All right. I'm glad we had this talk. This is very important. I think we've all learned something today.
I'm glad I got that off my shoulders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And your bare chest.
Again.
As everyone knows,
I have successfully gotten naked throughout the podcast.
And this has been the longest sign-off in the history of our podcast.
How many more minutes can we go, sir?
All I'm trying to do is sign off here, and Eric just keeps going. I'm gonna go, and Eric's just going to stay here and keep podcasting. All right, see you guys later.
All right. Eric, you can just clean up when you're done.
Okay. Well, now that Sean isn't here, I don't have any purpose of trying to extend it. I basically was just doing it to be a jerk. So, you know what they say in the biz, kids? If you cast it, they will pod.
Accepts no responsibility for the next record. This is a request.
So I can send my cute boner tuck pic to my girlfriend anytime I want and feel safe and secure in the knowledge that only she will ogle my petite pee-pee.
I'm Don Wrinkle, and I'm selling you a fistful of ass. So get a good frickin' whiff of this shit, cause I'm gonna be smearing it all over your face. Fucking Don Wrinkle don't care.
Guns and Boneses.
Guns and Boneses.
Say it with the question mark at the end.
Guns and Boneses?
Thank you.
And live life naked, but hidden life, you little slut. One more thing.
I don't know how to pause this train.
What the fuck?
Hey.
That's it. We're shutting her down.
No. Oh, we're doing an official.
It's over.
Okay.